Our political editor, Ken Reid, is with me here in the studio. They're on an election footing already, and Mike Nesbitt not only lobbying there for his own party, but lobbying for the SDLP as well.
Yeah, I think it's clear that the opposition parties will cooperate, and they're all on election footing. We saw Arlene Foster's Facebook post last night, sitting in front of a fireplace in Stormont Castle, almost like a party political broadcast. We're getting it from Sinn Féin as well, from all the parties. The election's inevitable. I think that the Secretary of State has a duty in many ways to try and cobble something together in the next 7 days. That's not going to happen. I think that the important ingredient in all of this is the text of Martin McGuinness's resignation. It makes it quite clear there's no quick fix. This is going to take some time. My guess is the election will probably be on Thursday, March the 2nd. That's the way it looks to me. I think that sometime after next Monday, perhaps Wednesday or Thursday, the Secretary of State will announce the election. But no matter what, I still suspect Sinn Féin and the DUP will be the major parties, but you know, everybody's in electioneering. There's 14 days at that stage to elect the new First and Deputy First Minister. I think the chances of that are remote. So what happens then? And I think this is the key to everything. I would imagine at that stage, the British government would have to introduce emergency legislation at Westminster and suspend Stormont. Now, that would allow for negotiations to start. And again, if you read Martin McGuinness's document, that's what this is about. It's about, in many ways, a new agreement of sorts. The question is, are the DUP interested in that? And how long would that take? You know, this could be a long process. Let's face it, from the IRA ceasefire to the Good Friday Agreement was 4 years. You know, you could be into a long process. Now, I think that the general public are saying, just get on with it. And I agree in many ways with what Mike Nesbitt recognised, that people are saying a plague in all your houses. But certainly there's been a dramatic change in the stance of the Republican movement. I read Suzanne Breen saying that they were catching up with their grassroots in today's Belfast Telegraph, and I think probably I have some sympathy with that argument, because this was brought to the head by the HRI, or you know, the RHI, whatever it is, RHI scheme, and but that's not the issue anymore. It's an important issue. The inquiry, it will, you know, people are outraged. But it's broader than that. It's things like the Irish language, the legacy, all of that is now being thrown into it. And I think this is going to be a difficult one to solve.
In the meantime, the big issue is Brexit for the British government. They must be looking at this as a pest.
Well, there are many things. Now, I have to say, one of the things I think people are overlooking, ministers will stay in their post until midnight on the day of the election. But having said that, there's still no executive, so all they're doing is basically making sure their departments are running. They can't take big decisions. You know, we have this stuff coming up in health. We've got the historic abuse report coming Friday next week. We have many things. We have the normal visit to Washington, which gives Northern Ireland a great opportunity to market itself on St. Patrick's Day. There won't be an executive, so that'll not happen. You know, but yeah, you're right. The biggest single issue is Brexit. Now, the Financial Times this morning, very interestingly, is saying that actually what's happening in Northern Ireland, depending on the Supreme Court decision, could delay the introduction of Theresa May triggering Article 50, simply because if the ruling is that the devolved administrations have to be consulted, but there is no devolved administration, what happens then?
Just an additional strand of the dilemma. Ken, thank you.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Listening to you.